Hi, my name is John Kim, and I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth. I share my feelings and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical and with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. There's so much noise out there, especially when it comes to self-betterment, and that's why I created TAT Text. I'm actually using texting as a mental program. It's like the program you get at the gym, but this is for your mental and emotional state. Every week there's a different topic. One week we may be relationships, the next week codependency, next week dating, etc. And at the end of the week, you get a private link to a Google Doc that takes you deeper. A lot of how to, right? It's not just information, but it's like, what do we do with this information? So, if you want to wake up with something that is going to reposition your mindset and set you up for a day that you can maneuver in the best version of yourself, come check out my text. You could get them at theangrytherapist.com or on my Instagram at theangrytherapist. See you in your phone. A couple of random thoughts before I get into what I believe is the single most important thing that women want, what women want the most. And it's not just my opinion. Of course, my opinion is in there mixed with my stories and my observations and relationships, but it's actually talking to other women in sessions, you know, for the last 10 years, thousands. And if I had to pick one thing that I believe that women want the most, this is it. But before we get into that, one random thought is, I don't know if it's a app or what's going on, but on my email now, when I type an email, it offers to finish my sentence. And it's kind of grayed out, and then you could hit the tab to complete it. And I don't know how the fuck it knows, but it's like scary. I mean, I guess it must take my previous patterns of writing emails. I don't know what, and it starts to study how you write emails. I don't know, but there's a part of me that feels like, because I had resistance to this, I was trying to figure out how to turn off and I couldn't turn off. And so now I'm leaning into it. And not only am I leaning into it, but I actually like it because it saves you that fraction of a split of a second because you don't have to type in the rest of the sentence. So a part of me loves it, is geeking out at the technology of it. But then another part of me is like terrified that this is how fast the world is moving. We have computers or apps or I don't know what the fuck is happening, but it's finishing my sentences for me. Crazy. I don't know how well, I don't know what the word is. The internet, technology, you know, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, Google, how well they will know you. But they will probably end up in the next few years knowing you better than you know yourself. And to me, that is kind of scary. Okay, moving on. What women want the most? It's not money. Now, I think women do find financial security attractive. I mean, all humans in general find that attractive. You don't have to be a woman to want that. But I don't think it's actually the money. It's one's ability to make the money, right? It's the passion. It's the drive. It's the wanting to build something and putting in the work, right? All that stuff is sexy, but that's not it. Great sex. Okay, that's not it. Of course, women do want great sex, and of course, that's a different conversation. But I think, you know, under that umbrella, intimacy, you know, definitely honest intimacy and everything under the umbrella as far as depending on the individual, the sexual spectrum, right? So, but that's not it. What are some other ones that are kind of stereotypical or cliche or common beliefs that we think what women want? And by the way, I'm thinking about men, not in that way. I'm thinking about men while I'm doing this podcast because I really want men to hear this message. So if you, whether you're a man or woman or not, if you think this message by the time that it's over, this podcast episode, is helpful or meaningful, you want to help me spread it, please do. I'm trying to get these kind of conversations into the hands of as many men as I can, because I have a book right behind these conversations coming out in a few months, pre-order in a few weeks, and to continue to create the dialogue about things like this, you know, what women really want. Something that's really high up there, I would say, is a safe space, right? But I don't think that's it. Okay, I know you're getting annoyed now. What women want, in my opinion, the number one thing, if I had to pick the one thing, it's consistency. Women want consistency. Women don't like surprises unless it's maybe jewelry or cash. No, that was a joke. For your actions to line up with your words, for there to be no surprises in your character and who you are, for you to stand on your truth, for you to hold up, right? So the reason why women want these things, one is it kind of makes me sad that one of the reasons why they want this is because consistency is because there's a lack of it in this world, you know? And I don't know if it's just because by the time they see me, they're fed up with men or their experiences. I don't know, but I get a sense that there's a lack of men being consistent in this world. So that could be not being honest. That could be full of shit, ghosting, you know, not communicating, all of this stuff, right? And so women are thirsty for consistency because there's a lack of men being consistent. Now, I'm also included in this. I have, you know, I'm guilty. And listen, when I talk about things that I believe women want or whatever, I'm not saying that I give them that, right? I mean, I do my best, but I've also been inconsistent with women in relationships and dating and all that stuff. And you know, that's also more the reason why I'm passionate about spreading this message, is because I feel like I've done things that made me grow and learn, and now I'm trying to, you know, spread the message, right? I've come back to the village, changed. So consistency, yes, women want, value consistency. Men, if you are listening to me, ask yourself this, right? And here are the five things that I think make you consistent. One, like I mentioned before, does your actions line up with your words? Do you say one thing and then do something that's completely different, right? Communication. Consistency also means communication. Like, do you actually express yourself? Like, here's the thing. A lot of people don't express themselves because they don't think it's a big deal, or they don't want to rock the boat, or they don't want to put that on the other person. But, and I've said this a million times, you talking and expressing your state and what you're going through and your feeling, you're not putting that on the other person. You're doing life with them, right? And if you don't express where you're at and how you're feeling, which is a general complaint that women have about men since the beginning, since we were drawing in the caves and shit. Expression: how are you? What's going on inside? How do you feel? Right? That stuff is what doing life with someone looks like. If you don't do that, you're doing life around someone. So consistency means communication. Consistency also means standing on your truth. It doesn't matter if you make wrong or right decisions, because you will make both. What matters is that they are honest decisions, right? What matters is that you believe in them. What matters is that you have the ability to make a decision. So being consistent with what you stand for, what you believe in, who you are, right? Defects and all. That consistency builds trust, right? They get to know you. Without it, if you are not consistent in that, if you show one side of you or a character trait, one side and the other, and then you show a different side, it's like, which side is the true you? I talk a lot about the solid self and the pseudo self. To be consistent, you got to pull more from your solid than pseudo. Pseudo is the false version of you. Solid is your authentic self. Okay. And finally, do you hold up? Do you, are you how you present yourself? And I think just in general as humans, not just men, especially with social media, there's a lot of room to not be who you say you are, to hide behind filters and the internet and profiles and all that. So do you hold up? You know, do you show yourself with consistency, meaning over time? So that's it. That's what I believe, what women want the most, men. And I believe that it's a practice. And I believe that generally we are not consistent and we need to be more consistent, not just for women, but for ourselves. So we like ourselves better and we get into healthier relationships and we build more trust with everyone around us. But we actually live honest lives. You know, if you're not consistent, if you're not a consistent person, and your character is confusing and all over the place, you're not going to make the kind of dent that you could, you know. You're not going to be at your potential. You're going to be grayed out. So consistency also equals potency and potential. So this isn't just about being a better man for women. It's about being a better you for you. Man, that was a very, I had a lot of anxiety doing that entire episode. I don't know why. Anyway, thank you for listening. And I started doing this podcast, I think about a year ago, and my goal was to just do 12. I'm now approaching 100 and I don't know what number this is, but it's way into the hundreds, triple digits. And the reason why I kept going is because people kept listening. So that means you. So thank you for listening to this. And I really appreciate all the kind emails and the DMs and you know, all the communication through social media. It really is 92 octane fuel for me to continue to create a dialogue and to share my story. So thank you. Listen, if you are great at helping other people and you have a passion for that and you want to find personal freedom and level up the skills you already have, it's time to become a life coach. When I became a coach, there was nothing like this out there. And so I developed this coaching training program alongside Noel Cordo, Journey Coaching. That's JRNI. And it is amazing. It's 100% live. It's everything that I wish I had when I was starting out. Meaningful, evidence-based education, real people, real community, lifetime support and business development, ICF certified. Just go to theangrytherapist.com, my website, and click on Become a Coach and explore the Journey Coaching Intensive. See you in class.